fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Mighty mitochondria. Yet we're talking about cellular health. And, you know, the way that I look at cells, Dr. Weiss, is this. It's kind of like the letters of a word, of a sentence, of a paragraph. Like, the paragraph would be your organs. Gosh, I hope I'm doing this right. The sentence would, no. Let's say the paragraph is your body. The sentence would then, Let's say the story is your body, okay?
Uh-huh.
The sentence would be your organs. The words would be the specific type of tissue in those organs, and then the letters would be each and every cell. And every single cell, if you break it down, that is how our biochemistry works, with good cellular health. And why don't you tell folks out there, what the heck is a mitochondria anyway?
Well, and if we take letters down to parts of letters or baby letters, we have what are called organelles. So organelles are little structures inside each cell. So, you know, some people have heard of DNA, for example. That's one piece that's in a cell, and that's our genetic library. That's what programs a cell to become a cell and what it is. It makes a chicken, and a human, a human. We also obviously need power to run our cells, and our power is from these mighty mitochondria. And these are organelles. They're found in bacteria. Don't tend to have them. You really get that more when you get into, or a bacteria will sort of start them, and you'll get that as, you know, dogs, cats, all of those types of things. And, you know, when we discovered back in the 1840s this organelle, and we realized it was involved with energy, what we also realized as our energy was depleting as you're aging is, yeah, this might be one of the keys to aging. I mean, if we have more mitochondria, then we have maybe longer lifespans and maybe feel better. And what we find is organs that are high energy, like heart, have a lot more mitochondria. And guess what happens with heart disease, and when you lose blood flow to the heart, or you have a virus on your heart or whatever, your mitochondria decrease in numbers. And one of the things that a mitochondria use in order to maintain health is ubiquinol, or you might hear of a supplement called CoQ10 that's involved in this electron transport chain within mitochondria to help provide energy. And mitochondria will make this ubiquinol in order to make energy. As we get older, some people will use it. Sorry, go ahead, Holly.
No, it's interesting. You're talking about I would call you Dr. the cardiologist with a heart. I think that's the perfect name. So as a cardiologist talking about heart disease, but quite honestly, I think after the age of 25, are these mitochondria, our cells' energy, you know, are generating batteries, do start to decline and decay. And also, I think because of influences in our modern day, our increasingly toxic environment that creates a lot of oxidative stress, our overwhelming stressful times, really can make this process worse. And one of the things, you know, that I've noticed, and I hate when I start to see this happening, is new disease categories. And when I, what I mean by that is, you know, okay, cognitive decline, people say, right? And the age-related cognitive decline. And then there's this new category that I'm seeing in all the literature called early onset age-related. And I'm thinking, no. This is unacceptable. Because we just need to figure out what the heck is going on. What are these influencing factors? And so in our brain cells, for example, if we've got these mitochondria that are powerhousing our cells and all of the processes that our cells do, if they're getting decayed and declined at the age of 25, and also an onslaught from our environment and oxidative stress and too much chronic overwhelming stress for ourselves, we've got to be able to stop that and reverse this process and help people age healthfully. And I think that's, I mean, I do it all the time in my practice, but I really think that's doable. And I've got some tips for folks to protect these mighty mitochondria as they age. No matter what age they are, they can continue to age healthfully.
Well, and before you go into this, I want to add one thing. This is a great way you're phrasing it, Holly. You know, protecting your mitochondria. I like it when with my patients and with the public, when I can be very specific about a medical goal. Look, you protect the mitochondria, very good things happen. very, very good things happen. When you have good charged batteries in an electric car, good things happen. And yet we're not batteries, we're humans. So with humans, we can heal those batteries. We can fix those and keep them tuned. But I really like that sort of phrase that you're using, that protecting mitochondria. And then with it, you know, in natural medicine, you know, Holly, we love these things that if you do a good concept, it spreads through the whole body, right? So protecting mitochondria is not just heart and brain or whatever. It's your whole system, your whole personality, everything like that. So I'm ready for the tips. I want to hear them and I want to know them.
Okay. So I think what's so important is to understand oxidative stress. We get it all the time. And whether you think that you are or not, I promise you it's there and it's on the rise. Number one thing, antioxidants. Okay. So I've made this analogy before, but antioxidants, so powerful that if you look at the guacamole analogy, meaning nice, bright, green bowl of guacamole, you sit it out into the oxygen, that's stressful for it, it turns brown. You put vitamin C, lemon, in the form of lemon juice, protective. You can protect your cells, you can protect your mitochondria. When you think about water-based antioxidants, vitamin C, plant-based antioxidants, curcumin, etc. Okay? Now, also, there's been some wonderful research, believe it or not, and I know that there's a lot of hype out there as far as the messaging, but you can actually, on resveratrol, I've heard it called reverse it all because it is a big anti-aging hype, but quite honestly, if you get a nice absorbable form of resveratrol, which is a compound from really the grapes that are used in the south of France to make that lovely wine, okay, so I would...
And you can't really get this in wine, just to let you know, listeners.
You'd have to drink about 400 cases.
Holly and I are trying. We're trying, but we can't.
Well, that's okay. Going to be more oxidative stress than this is going to be counterintuitive. And then also, as you mentioned, I would say ubiquinol. And I think CoQ10 people probably know about, all right? But ubiquinone, so that's O-N-E at the end, okay? So it's got an E, a constant, or a vowel at the end. So ubiquinol, though, is N-O-L, all right? That is its reduced form. And the reduced form of CoQ10 is the one that gets absorbed. Now, about 35 to 45% of the population have something called, please don't write this down and don't worry about it, it's a single nucleotide polymorphism, a SNP, that doesn't allow that conversion of CoQ10 to happen. And so oftentimes taking ubiquinol is another hot product ingredient to protect these mighty mitochondria and really promote healthy aging.
Yeah. You know, are those your tips? Because I've got a couple of things to throw at you, too.
Please. I can't do this without you, buddy. I depend on you.
Oh, and I need you, too. I can't believe I said that in public. Yes, for all time it's recorded, I need Holly. So there we go. you know how many therapist appointments I just set back there, Holly? You know how long you're going to have to be on the couch to get from that moment. But two additional things. One is, as we're growing, looking at adequate hormone levels. And I'm not talking about everybody going on testosterone or whatever, but looking at adequate hormone levels of testosterone in both men and women, along with the IGF hormones. And we got to be careful here because these are very abused things, and testosterone and growth hormones. But yet a lot of people, especially with the stress, their levels are dropping way before they ever should. So there's a medical use about bringing these levels to where you should be. And then with any kind of hormone or whatever, exercise, 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 exercise. The older we get, the more we have to exercise. And it is a strong correlation with keeping a lot high numbers of mitochondria in the body. If you don't use it, you lose it.
You got it. You know, it's counterintuitive because you think, oh, I'm going to exercise and it's going to create you need to be more tired, but actually it does increase your number of mitochondria. Then when you have those mitochondria, you keep them protected by taking water and plant-based antioxidants. Think about ubiquinol, the reduced form or the absorbable form of CoQ10, and as well, check out a very absorbable form of resveratrol, okay? In the pill form would be great, not in the liquid form, meaning with the wonderful South of France wine. But mighty mitochondria, remembering, cellular health equals overall health. All right? So we got to protect and increase those mitochondria as we age.